The war over the vaccine is heating up. And I don't even know how to report this story. The CDC director was either fired, which The Hill reported, and in the same article said she was also not fired, and also said she refuses to resign, but also was fired, but also not was fired. Whatever. She's hired a Democrat lawyer because she's a Democrat. Meanwhile, the head of their zoonotic division, their head of their vaccine division, walked out the door. I guess protest, or maybe they were fired. It's all very confusing this morning. Anyway, the top line news is this morning, now that she's got her Democrat lawyer, she's saying she refuses to go. Kennedy can't fire her, which would seem to suggest she was fired. I don't understand. It's very confusing. But she's saying Donald Trump would have to do it. Nobody knows if Trump's gonna. By the way, she spent years on Big Pharma payroll, so that's who she is. What caused this uproar? Why yesterday? Well, yesterday was the day that RFK Jr. conducted an assault on a holy sacrament. Oh yeah, it was sacrilegious. Their sacrament's the shot. And he ended the emergency use authorization yesterday. Now, for you and me, you're like, oh, good. For them, oh, this is the end. The end is coming. What does ending the emergency use authorization actually do for the COVID mRNA shot? What does that mean? That means that according to federal law, like every other shot, it's got to be trialed. And vaccine trials are extensive. Just average vaccine trials can be 7 years. Some go up to 15. And it includes things like side effects, whether it kills you. Is it true what that study showed us? It destroys 60% of women's ovarian reserve, 60% of their eggs. Slashes fertility lifetime by more than half. I don't know. And they don't want to know. So they went wild. They went wild because they know the shot hurts and kills. They do. They know it crosses the brain barrier. They know it embeds itself in your DNA. They know it causes strokes and causes turbo cancer. They know all of it. Because if it didn't do those things, they'd be fine with having a vaccine trial. We don't need an emergency use authorization. COVID was in 2020. We're almost to 2026. And get this, this lunatic CDC director, who, by the way, only lasted, did she make it a full 4 weeks? I don't think it was a full 4 weeks before she's out the door. But why do we try? She was confirmed by the Senate. This is embarrassing. Why do we hire these people? Why does he hire these people? Why does he think he can bring in liberal after liberal after liberal and somehow they'll be loyal to him? And Kennedy's obviously an exception to that because he's got a very long history of opposing the shot and the junk science that is part of the Health and Human Services. It just endemic throughout. So this is what this fight is over. The big pharma companies have pulled rank. They cannot make it if they have to do real clinical documented shot trials. They cannot. And they know it. They won't make it. And they got two major problems. Number one, we already know this, the COVID vaccine does not work. It doesn't stop COVID. In fact, it makes you more likely to get it. How's it work for the flu? Oh, I can't wait to find out. I'm assuming the same way, total failure. You get enough of them, instant death. At a minimum, damage, turbo cancer, all that fun stuff. So yeah, they don't want a shot trial. So all Kennedy has said here, and she's accusing him, she's saying it's unscientific and she will not go along. Wait. You're saying, you're the CDC director, you're saying it is unscientific to do shot trials like we do for every other vaccine? That's your point. That is your stand. Unscientific to do shot trials. She doesn't need to be there. Again, this is the kind of person Trump appointed in his last term. And folks, leaving somebody like this in place is very dangerous. We don't need somebody advocating for lockdowns, shutdowns, killer shots, and the rest. But you know what it shows you? The reason I'm taking so much time on this, what it shows you is they will do anything to keep from doing a shot trial on this. And why is that? Yeah, we already have 30,000 deaths reported to VAERS from the shot. All-time record, by the way. typical year from the flu vaccine, the old one, not the mRNA vaccine. Dear God, don't get that. Make sure if you get the flu vaccine, you need to understand, doctor, is this the mRNA vaccine or is this the old flu shot? By the way, the old flu shot makes you more likely to get the flu. We know that now too, but they won't tell you that. Your doctor probably doesn't even know. They usually will read the CDC stuff and nothing else. And so, I mean, they are so delusional that they're dangerous, these doctors. So they've been taught in medical school, hey, just do what the CDC says, it'll be okay. And they do it because it protects them in lawsuits if they're following whatever the CDC says. Unfortunately, the CDC's gone homicidal, and this is not helping. Anyway, yeah, 30,000 deaths. Now, usually only about 10% are reported, so you do the math. That'd be 300,000 dead people from the shot. And shots do kill. That's why we have VAERS. That's why Congress created it to report it. A lot of people don't know about it, so it doesn't get created, reported. And a lot of doctors don't report to it because they're the ones who gave the shot and they don't want to open themselves to a lawsuit. But still, miraculously, about 10% of the deaths and side effects do get reported. And so for a typical year flu shot, you're talking, I don't know, 10, 20 deaths, something like that. So we're talking 200, 300 deaths maybe across the country. Which is, so just to give you an idea what norm would be. And by the way, they don't count the fact that it makes you more likely to get the flu in the death total, because that's kind of causality. It's really hard to document. But anyway, if you got 30,000 deaths and VAERS from the shot, yeah, that's a genocide. Yeah, so you can understand why they really need that emergency use authorization in place so they don't have to do science. And of course, Kennedy's trying to end it. And so that's why we just had these people at the CDC walk out the door and say, there's no science here. We demand no science. We want our sacrament to remain the way that it is. And it is. It's a sacrament at this point. So it's an act of faith to take it. You hope that God will protect you and you will survive it. So anyway, yeah, no, that's where we are. So here, and here's the thing, what Kennedy is doing, unfortunately, the shot would still, tragically, it could no longer be given to kids under the age of 12. And the Moderna shots could no longer be given to the kids under the age of 12 with no high-risk conditions. But you can still poison yourself with it if you would like. It does not mean the shots are off the market. But it does mean going forward, we need double blind trials. Why? Like everybody else has to do for every other shot. Man, they hold on to this thing, don't they? There's something with this shot. They love this shot. Texture writes, hey, Tara, I can think of 600,000 reasons for a vaccine trial right now by the Chinese visa students. Yeah, folks, overnight, is somebody else noticing the math that I noticed didn't add up? Because 3 months ago, Donald Trump was saying no to 500,000 visas for the Chinese students. Good. Now he's saying 600,000 visas. And he is going to do them. Well, no, wait, that's 100,000 more. It's going up. Why is it going up? Well, folks were asking the Trump administration that, like, why are the numbers going up? Are you increasing the Chinese visa numbers? And they're saying, no, we're sticking with existing policy. But as my friend Rosemary Jenks, an Immigration Accountability Project, points out, quote, those numbers don't add up. According to the ICE's service, by this federal data, by the numbers report, in 2024, there were only, this Biden, right? Last year, Biden, there were only 329,000 total Chinese students enrolled. Now you're saying 600,000? That's a doubling of the visas. He's doubling the Chinese visas. Okay, that's not winning, and that is losing bigly. That is worse than Biden and losing ground over where Biden was. So, I mean, I mean, this would mean not only did Trump have to capitulate to the Chinese to keep the rare earth minerals flowing, it would mean they're winning. Because they spend $15 billion to send these kids to school here. They pay for it because they make way more than that with all of the scientific data, tech data, all of that they steal. Like the Chinese student arrested this week.